think we all own items to help us remember important things. This morning, for example, we were thinking about a diary to help us remember an important appointment. But you probably also have something like a camera or a photo book or a frame with pictures from great important events or people in your life. Maybe a picture of your wedding day or a nice holiday, of your family or your friends. Why do we do that? Well, it's to help us remember those things. It's to help us relive an experience, remember a person that is special to us. So easily we forget things. And so these reminders are important. But then, as we could read in this psalm, does reminding of all good things that we have experienced or good things in our lives, does that lead us to praise God? As Spencer mentioned, this is sort of a special Sunday for us, being here for the final Sunday after 2 years. It's like a farewell. And we can look back at 2 years of so many blessings here in the congregation and at the seminary. And so we thank God for that. And we praise his name. And so in this psalm, we find a reminder, a call to stir us up, to praise God, to remember all the good things he has given. And so we want to look at this psalm tonight in a bit more detail. And the key idea that we should take home is really in verse 2. Praise the Lord and don't forget all his benefits. Praise the Lord, don't forget all his benefits. And so first we want to look and consider how praise is really the ultimate goal of our lives and of everything. Secondly then, how we should not forget all good gifts. How he should remind us of all that he has done. And that, again, thirdly, leads to a climax of praise. So firstly, praise is the ultimate goal. If you see verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I think many of you know that famous question and answer, right? What is the chief end of men? It is to glorify God. And to enjoy him forever. That is the important, the main goal of our lives. To glorify God, to praise him, to enjoy in him with all that we are. Because God has created us for that purpose. To know him, to have a relationship with him, to glorify him for all that he has done, all that he has made. Revelation 4:11 speaks of that. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. And so as we start now considering this psalm, we should remind ourselves, regardless of what God has done in our lives, merely just because of who he is, and that he has created everything to show his majesty and his beauty and his greatness, just that in itself should bring us to praise him. And you can see that in the next psalm, 104, it's quite similar to this psalm. It opens and closes with a similar call to bless the Lord, O my soul. And yet that psalm, it focuses on creation and all God does in making everything, in providing for everything. And so here in Psalm 103, we start with that word bless. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What does this mean? Because this word is used in two different ways, two slightly different meanings. The first one is when it is God who blesses us, human beings. Or when we wish a blessing to each other. A common greeting among Christians is that you say, every blessing, I wish you God's blessing. And then we really ask God to give good things. Or that God would give special power to something or someone. It's really the opposite of cursing, of wishing or receiving harm and disaster in our lives. So that's the first meaning, God blessing us. The second one is when we bless God. And that's really the meaning here in this psalm. We bless God and we call ourselves to bless God. But yet we can't God make better or more powerful or